Do you want to become mentally stronger? If so, I invite you to come and join us at the Mental Strength School, the world's leading mental strength training platform. The school is your one-stop shop to get a cutting-edge, evidence-based, and comprehensive mental strength training all year round. It's going to give you the tools, the insights, and the techniques that you need to rise to your challenges, feel happier, unlock your potential, and ultimately be the best version of yourself. Check out all the details in the show notes or on my website at melieobryan.com/mentalstrengthschool. Hey, I'm Melie O'Brien. I'm the host of the Deep Resilience Podcast. And in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you the right tools, skills, and insights that you need to stay mentally strong, no matter what life is throwing your way right now. I'm here to support you, coach you, and comfort you as you navigate through the hard times of your life. I hope you are well and happy in this moment, wherever you're tuning in from. I am up very, very early today. It's 5 a.m. in the morning. I'm getting up before dawn here to make these podcasts before the rest of the world wakes up, because if you've been following this podcast for a while, or maybe you're a member of Mental Strength School or Headstrong, then you will know that I live on a big property here in the Northern Rivers, Australia. I'm on 150 acres of literal rainforest, and that means a lot of wildlife. So once the sun comes up, the birds start tweeting, the goanna in my roof starts moving around, and the wind in the trees picks up, and the whole place just kind of has this, it's a beautiful soundscape, but it's not that good for podcast recording. So this is the second part of a two-part series about loneliness. The last one was about the first thing to do when you feel loneliness. This one is kind of like a three-step framework to think about to transform the experience of loneliness from being something that is disempowering, overwhelming, or just discombobulating to something that is actually empowering and useful in your life. That sounds a little strange maybe to you to think about loneliness in that way, but I think when you understand this framework, you'll see what I mean. So we human beings are social creatures. It's just how we evolve. So while it's perfectly normal for us all to be alone sometimes, and quite healthy, I would say, most of us do thrive when we have healthy, close relationships and communities of people around us. When you feel isolated or cut off emotionally from other people, that naturally can cause us to feel this emotion that we call loneliness, right? It's kind of like a signpost from our biology, from our being, that's saying, you know, something's missing. So there's an unmet need. And that is a normal and natural human experience. And there are three steps that you can take anytime you feel loneliness that are going to protect your well-being and strengthen your bonds with others, as well as allow you to feel more empowered again. So the first thing that you want to do in these three steps is clarify the cause. Okay, so there's different reasons that people feel loneliness. And so it's really important to understand that the feeling of loneliness and the reasons for loneliness can really differ from person to person, you know, and the feeling of loneliness is different to being alone. I touched on this in the last episode. So some people can be alone for really long periods and never feel lonely. Others can feel really alone in a room full of people. Sometimes we feel lonely in a relationship or in a community because it's not giving us the kind of meaningful connection we need. It's not giving us the depth of connection that we're looking for. The point is that there's lots and lots of different reasons for different people at different times in life about what is causing this feeling to arise. So we want to start to kind of tune into what's happening within you and in the circumstances of your life that is causing this emotion to arise. It can be helpful to journal. It can be helpful to talk to a friend or a therapist, or you might even just like to take some time out of your life to meditate on or contemplate on the causes of your loneliness. So my suggestion is, you know, anytime that you are dealing with loneliness, anytime that this emotion is arising in your life, the first step is, you know, instead of trying to distract from it or becoming overwhelmed by it or really allowing the emotion to kind of discombobulate you and confuse you or get you in a tailspin, just simply tune into the emotion. Think about it as a healthy and normal part of your being that is signaling there's an unmet need, and to start to explore what might that unmet need be. That's the first step, clarify the cause. The second thing you want to do is to take empowered action, right? So again, loneliness is an emotion that usually is signposting that there is some kind of unmet need. Usually it's more connection or more quality connection in our lives. So something that we don't often understand, or, you know, we don't think about loneliness in this way and its associated behaviors, by the way. So we might be doing all kinds of adaptive behaviors to numb the feeling or push the feeling away, like try to cope with loneliness in ways that are unhelpful. But we really want to think about loneliness as just a natural and normal signal of an unmet need. So in his book, Lost Connections, Johann Hari talks about, I loved this story that he told in his book, Lost Connections, about cribbing, this habit called cribbing in horses. So cribbing is when the horse is starting to like chew on wood. So if a horse is usually kept in a stable for long periods of time, a lot of people have, this is somewhat considered a neurotic pattern in horses where they're going to start chewing on parts of the stable. So he makes the argument in this book that cribbing is not a sign that the horse is, you know, somehow like there's something wrong with the horse or it's not a good horse or anything like that. It's simply something that horses often do when they're stuck in a stable and they have an unmet need, right? Horses need to run, they need to graze, they need to socialize with other horses. And they too are animals that often run in packs. So if they're separated, that can be distressing for them. So it's not really a signal in horses that something is wrong when they're cribbing. It's a healthy adaption. You could say it's a sign that something is wrong, that there's an unmet need. And if the horse could maybe just get out and run and be with other horses and graze, it would probably stop cribbing. We also, like other animals, just have needs. We have needs for connection, and also for connection with nature and for connection with ourselves. So when there's a loss of connection, we may feel unpleasant feelings and we may feel then the desire to try to adapt to cope with that situation through ways that are not helpful. So we kind of want to reverse that here. And instead of just trying to cope or trying to drown out the feeling, we want to think about loneliness as a healthy, normal, natural emotion, check in with our unmet needs, and then take some empowered action. The horse really sometimes just needs to be let out of the stable to go for a run, to socialize with other horses, to graze, to be in the sun and the air and the light. You may also have unmet needs. You may need to just go out there and be with other people, connect with nature, reconnect with yourself, feel a sense of belonging and wholeness, and find your way back to balance. I just want to really acknowledge that, you know, in working with clients, I know that sometimes people feel like the situation is overwhelming, the situation they're in, they feel helpless to change things. But taking empowered action has been shown to restore feelings of control and hopefulness and resilience. And it's through taking action that things actually start to change for the better, often really immediately. So if you haven't been doing anything to resolve that feeling for yourself, I would highly recommend making action a high priority. So of course, some options for empowered action you could consider are, you know, joining a class or club, volunteer work, which I highly recommend if you're feeling a bit lonely, creating quality time and magic moments with friends and family. Like, think about being a bit creative and crafting for other people and for yourself really interesting, beautiful moments. Invite someone to a sunset picnic on a high point on a ridge, or go and do something that you guys don't normally do. Make it special. Think outside the box. Getting a pet can be really amazing. Moving to a place where you can get more connection. This is something that I did at one point in my life when I went through a divorce. I literally physically moved to a new location where I could walk out my front door and feel more people around me. Take action to strengthen or deepen your existing relationships. Start talking to strangers, take a new class or training, try online dating. Just start doing something to meet your unmet needs as an act of kindness and care towards yourself. The final step out of the three is to take care of your mental health. Meditation, stress management, regular exercise, talking to a therapist, any steps that you can take to look after your overall mental well-being are really important as you continue to work with loneliness. And if loneliness becomes too much to bear and you feel overwhelmed or you feel in despair, please reach out to a licensed therapist to get the support you need to help you through. So with these three steps, you can work with loneliness in a more helpful and healthy way, really transforming your relationship with loneliness from being something disempowering or overwhelming that's causing suffering to being something that's actually uplifting and insightful and empowering and even really, really self-actualizing. That's the word that I'm looking for, self-actualizing, something that helps you to become more of the person that you're really meant to be. With these three steps, right? Clarify the cause, take empowered action, take care of your mental health. With these three steps, you can work with loneliness in a more helpful and healthy and empowering way. I really hope this episode is beneficial for you. If in the week ahead you experience any moment of loneliness, see if you can try out this three-step framework and see what the effects are on your body, on your mind, and in your life. I wish you so well with this practice. I'm practicing alongside you. Till then, take care. If you know someone who you think might benefit from listening to this episode, share it with them. Sharing it could really help them to feel better and improve the quality of their life. And if you found this episode helpful, remember to subscribe to this podcast so that you can receive more tips on growing your inner strength and keep practicing along with us every week. And if you'd like some more support in becoming mentally, emotionally, and spiritually stronger, come check out the offerings I have to support you on my website at melieobryan.com. As well as coaching and course options, I also have a bunch of free resources for you, including a free deep resilience care package, which you can begin to use right away to get some immediate relief from stress and suffering, improve your resilience and mental well-being, and help you navigate whatever you're going through with more wisdom, skill, and confidence. You can find the links for all of that in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care and stay strong.